I'm very thankful to be here this afternoon. I'm thankful for the Lord's blessings to me and to the meeting, to see the saints of God once again. I sincerely love you all and I pray for you. My name is Sister Patsy Fields. I'm from the Green Pastors Congregation. I'm the minister, the servant, and the pastor there. You all are welcome to come visit us anytime. We have a burden upon our heart this afternoon. We're looking to you to pray with us for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Without God, we will be a failure. We do not desire to be a failure today. We want, when our last chapter is taken care of, that the Lord can say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But until that time, we know that we have some trials, some situations, some blessings, and some victory. But we want to finish on the winning side. And I believe that's your desire today for coming out to hear what thus say the word of the Lord. We want to address those that might be listening online. We know they have some requests and some concerns, but we're taking it all to the Lord in prayer. I would ask you to pray for me because I'm human and I'm a little bit nervous. But I know God is going to be with me. When you get into a place where you're not in your comfort zone, that's when the Spirit of God can surely take over. So we're looking for blessings today. We would like to address a subject I think it's a little different for most of us, but it's according to the Word of God. And if you don't happen to need it in 2026, store it away. Don't discard it, because there may be a chance when you'll need it. Our subject this afternoon will be Secret Wounds and Silent Cries. We're going to put it on the board. You can sing a chorus of something if you would like to.
Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear.
Yes, amen.
What a privilege to carry
everything. Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
Secret.
Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care.
Yes, helpless.
Everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Yes, amen.
Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share?
Jesus knows our every weakness.
Yes, he does.
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Have we trials? Sing that part.
We trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Difference of faithful. who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness.
Truly so. We have written a subject on the board, Sacred Wounds, Silent Cries. Can you hear the groans of man today? Their innermost being, someone that you meet on the street. Maybe you don't know their name, but you connect with them, and maybe they'll let you know, I need prayer. I have had the experience, I like to sing. I've had the experience when I would be singing and someone would hear me singing and they would join in with me singing. What a way to spread the good news. I was once in a restroom and I went in there and I was thinking, oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe. At about this time, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. Somebody joined me. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And so I used the occasion to talk to the lady. She said, I'm on my way to a funeral. I said, I am too. Isn't it wonderful that we can just connect from different parts of the world and magnify and amplify how great thou art? She had a silent cry. I don't know what she was facing, but God knew. And I'm so thankful that I was there and that I was listening. Another time, I thought I was in a hurry, and I'm going to get to the message. I thought I was in a hurry. I came home from work, wherever I was going, and I was at my mind, I'm going to check the mailbox, and I'm going in the house because I have things that I need to do. There was a car that stopped out in the front in the street. She said, do you want to sell that old car that you have in your yard? I said, no, it's not any good. I don't think you want to buy it, but it's not for sale. She says, I don't want to go to hell. I said, oh, park your car right over here. She was in the middle of the street. She said, I don't want to go to hell. I said, park your car over there. Never met her before. I had prayer for her right there that she would not go to hell. What kind of impact are we making upon the world today? Are we quietly enjoying salvation? The cry is going out. Souls are in trouble. What are we doing to amplify the things of God? God has been so good to me, and he's been good to you today. So can you hear the groans of the people, their innermost being? Lord, help us today to be mindful. This is not just for the ministers. It's for every child of God. Children have a great impact upon those that are around about them. They have little classmates that they have problems. Sometimes they can't express to you. Things happen behind closed doors, and they need somebody to share it with. Can you be a friend to your little classmate? Lord, help us today. Can you hear
the silent cries that are going up from mankind today. Turn with me to Isaiah 61 and 5. 61, 1 through 5 will be our first scripture for this afternoon. And it reads, the Spirit, just a moment. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Many souls are brokenhearted today. They have broken relationships. They have broken trust. They have brokenness in their spirits and in their bodies, and they need the Lord. We have something that we need to be willing to share with those that we come in contact with. Let them know Jesus has made a difference in my life, and he can make a difference in your life. They don't have to know all the details how God did it, but you just encourage them to come with your brokenness and give it to the Lord, and he can make a difference in your life. But he has come to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. This is not just people that are in prison, incarcerated. Some are out there too. But Satan has many souls that are captivated today. Many souls are tangled up. It's kind of like that spider web. It gets tighter and tighter. The more that you twist and you turn and you try to get free, they just throw another loop around you. Satan is doing that. But I'm here to proclaim to you, the Spirit of God can break all of those, that we can pray on until the answer come. We can keep praying and say, Lord, have mercy upon our family, upon our neighbors, upon our nation. We heard today about there's the signs that are going out, but you know what? What kind of sign are you giving to people? Are you giving them a sign of hope? Are you just barely hanging on and say, oh, I know it's bad and I don't know what we're going to do. But no, lift them up to the Almighty God that is well able to take care of all of their needs. And he still does not have any deficit. He has more and more. Thank the Lord for that. So we're thankful for it. And opening a prison to them that are bound. Many are bound by habits that are detrimental to their souls, but they need God to rescue them today. Can you hear the cry? Are you concerned enough to make it a matter of prayer? This is truly time to pray. Lord, help us today to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. What a better time than 2026. This is January the 3rd? Is that right? A wonderful time to seek the Lord. All right. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. It's not only a mourning when you lose a loved one, but you can mourn because of the condition of your soul. You can mourn because of the condition of your nation, your family. There's many categories that you can mourn and really carry a heavy burden. Not a self-pity mourning, but Lord, because of the conditions that we're living in, and we need you, Lord, to help us. All right, to appoint it to them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. What an exchange. Jesus redeemed us. You know, we sing that song about, I was out on the Broadway of sin and despair. But you know, Jesus came along and made a difference, didn't he? We thank the Lord for that today. Give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Can you sense the heaviness that's among the people today? But God is able to lift all of those burdens. God is able to take care of every unspoken request, every desire that you have. Can you tune in? The brother talked about tunnel vision. How about getting these ears in tune with the Spirit of God? How about laying aside some of those things that we think are so important, and they are important. But listen, it takes time to serve the Lord. Can you hear the cry of the people that's going out today? Or is it just all the noise? We have a lot of noise. We have a lot lot of activity. We're doing this and we're doing that and we're running and going. But what about sweet quietness with the Lord? What about meditating on him? Can you hear it? Lord, help us today. I'm going to move on. All right. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. How about lifting up when they tell you the conditions are very bad, and you know they are, but yet I serve a mighty God, a God that is able to take care of the giants, a God that has worked in my life, a personal experience. That's what's going to have some weight, Lord. Can we hear the cries that are going out today? All right, that's sufficient for right there. We're going to be moving on. Let's see here. Job 23 and 1. Job had a situation where he was tempted, but Job was still faithful, even though he had some difficult challenges. God was with Job, and he will be with us today. And I'm going to read to you over here in Job 23, 1 through 3. Then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning." Job knew about some groaning, but that is not where it stopped. God was with Job in his time of affliction, and God will be with you too. You can put your name in there. God is going to see you through. It may not be the way that you might suppose. It may not be a yes. It might be a wait. It might be a no. Or it might be some other response. But just to know that he knows, and that our Lord understands, and his look of compassion to see. What does it do? It caused me to become anxious. No, it does not. It soothes the pain in my heart. That is what we want. This is what you can share. When you hear that groan going out, when somebody is heavy laden, you can say, "Yes, I know you're in a time of affliction. I know it's difficult for you now. Maybe pain is wrecking your body. But I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about God that can heal the groanings of your heart, the groanings of your mind, emotional distress in the day in which we're living. God is able to heal all of those things. We need divine healing. I'm telling you, not just for our body, but we need other divine healing today. So we thank the Lord for that goodness to us today. But Job, he had some groanings right there. I was reading, "Oh, that I knew when I might find him." This is 23rd chapter, "that I might come even to his seat." All right, let's move on down. This is still about Job. "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him." Dear saints, sometimes we have situations when you don't know for sure where you can find the Lord and find the comfort that you need. But you start looking at your life, and the groanings come out, and you say, "Lord, I have not sinned. I have not failed you. But Lord, you know the way that I take." And sometimes it becomes necessary. I'm telling you about how to cope with the situation. Sometimes it becomes necessary to just stand still or to kneel and mark time, but be ready to go forward when the command comes. I once was in a marching band, and we learned to do that. We had to learn to keep our eye on the director, keep your eye on the Lord, and when the baton came, you better be ready to make your move. You don't want anybody lagging behind or anybody stumbling over the other person, because we have to walk in unison. We got to make a beautiful picture as we're walking, as the music is playing. We're in the army of the Lord, and we need to be ready. We heard this morning, we are in a warfare, and we are. Soldiers are prepared. They're prepared for survival. And we need to be prepared spiritually for survival too. So we appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Listen, number 9th verse, "On the left hand where he doth work." I'm going to give up now. No, you're not. "But I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him." But be encouraged, brothers and sisters. "But he knoweth the way that I take, thank the Lord. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Thank the Lord. My foot had held to steps. His way have I kept and have not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. You're in a good, rich place when you can do that. Thank the Lord for the example of Brother Job. All right, we're talking some more about secret wounds and silent cries. Turn with me to St. John 8. This was a lady that she was caught in adultery. Listen, whatever your lifestyle might be, Jesus can heal it, and he can bless you, and he can cause a change. He's in the restoration business. He can give you a complete change of direction. He did it for Saul. He was persecuting the people of God. And you know what happened to him? He saw that bright light. It was revealed to him that it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And he was able to acknowledge, I need some help. And he got the help that he needed. He also got a name change. You can get a name change from being in a life of sin or a sinner to a child of God. He got a change of direction. You can get a change of direction. If your cry is going out, you're groaning, the weight of sin is heavy, I'm here to tell you, but there is hope for you. God can make a difference in your life. Can you hear the groans today? Can you hear the silent cries? Sometimes people in their heart, I believe they're crying tears that you cannot see outwardly. But that heart is crying out for God. That heart is crying out because of the disappointments that they've had. The heart is crying out because of the broken relationships, the recklessness, the hopelessness. But God is able to give us comfort today. And I want us to be encouraged. Thank the Lord. Here is this woman. She was caught in the very act of adultery. St. John 8:3. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. I want to remind you, I don't think she committed adultery by herself. But they brought the woman, all right? And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? When you're in sin, you're doomed for death. But Jesus came and made a difference. Thank the Lord. We're so glad. He went all the way. He went a little further. He did his Father's will that we all could be redeemed back to God. Can you hear the cry going out? The provision has been made. But why do some souls still ignore it today? That's the question you should ask yourself. But dear ones, time is running out. Judgment is looming in sight. And you can be forever lost. And the song says, oh, why should I be lost? When there's help for me, Lord, help us today. Okay, this they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus, he had a lot of wisdom and humility. But Jesus stooped down. He probably could have told her, I know what you've done. He didn't do that. And with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. We need wisdom in dealing with souls. When the groan goes out and the silent cries, when they come and you recognize that they're in trouble, you need wisdom to deal with them. They need to know that you love them. You need to gain their confidence. And you need to guard that information very carefully because nobody likes to hear it whipping around some other part of the country of something that you've said in confidence. So may the Lord help us today. All right. All right. And when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, notice, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When you come face to face with the Master, own up. Lord, I am guilty. My cry has been heard. And you are the one that can make a difference in my spiritual life. You are the one I've been desiring and searching for. You are the one, dear Lord, I don't have to go and start some type of a habit. I don't have to go to the casinos. I don't know all the places. I don't have to have a substitute. But Lord, you are the one. Jesus is right for what I need. And we want to be encouraged about that. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Have no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. She got a special blessing. The cry of her heart went out, and she was blessed. And you will be blessed also. Thank the Lord for his goodness. All right. Turn with me to Psalms 55. We're going to read here the first verse, and I'm going to move around to conserve time. But we're still trying to stay on the subject that we have written on the board that's up on our heart today, and it's Psalms 55, and it's the 12th, and it says, For it was not an enemy that reproached me, that I could have borne it. Neither was he that hateth me that did magnify himself against me, that I would have hid myself from him. 13. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. You know, when you have a brother or sister or friend that no longer walks to the house of God, or they become discouraged, or something happens in their spiritual progress and journey, there's a hurt in the heart. There's something that you don't get over easily. This is my brother. This is my sister. But even in those situations, I'm here to tell you, those silent cries that you may have, God is able to heal it divinely. God is able to restore. God is able to bless you in such a way that you don't have to just get discouraged yourself, but you can take it to the Lord in prayer. You can say, Lord, I don't understand all the circumstances, but I want to have forgiveness. I want to have love, and I want to have compassion. I want to be Christ-like, dear Lord, and the Lord can help you. I know this might be over some of the young children's head, but God is still giving me this message, and I must deliver it under the fear of God. So may the Lord encourage us today. All right, we're talking about secret wounds and silent cries. May the Lord encourage us today. All right, let's see what else we have here. Hebrews 12 and 14 and 17. I think this is about a root of bitterness. We don't want any type of root of bitterness springing up in our experience, because it is surely going to hinder us today. Hebrews 12 and 14, I believe that's what we want. Yes, follow peace with all men. Some men are not going to be peaceable, but you can do the best that you can to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness, springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I want to pause there. It said any root of bitterness. Usually when I examine a plant, it has more than one root. It multiplies. It stabilizes the plant. It gives nourishment that it takes out of the soil. So if you allow one root of bitterness, there's going to be something else that's going to take place eventually. It can consume your whole spiritual experience with God. You need to take care of it, and take care of it quickly. As soon as the Spirit of God brings it to your attention, you need to go to your Heavenly Father and say, Lord, This is not right. I need you to help me and to deliver me and to deliver me so that when it comes back to my mind, I'm not going to be troubled with it again. I need it eradicated. I need it taken out. I don't need to let this linger for 2 and 3 and 4 and upward of years. It is detrimental to your spiritual walk with God and your maturity. It is detrimental to the congregation. It's detrimental to your family, a root of bitterness. But listen, it didn't start overnight usually. Something has taken place that's caused a situation to develop, and it has not been dealt with properly. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit, could help us to take care of all of these matters, and we will be blessed. All right. Thank the Lord. All right. We don't want that trouble up you, and thereby many be defiled. We don't want to be defiled. We want to be ready when the summons come. May the Lord encourage us today. All right. We need to put on something. Colossians 3 and 12. This is going to help us to be prepared and to be equipped. Put on, therefore, Colossians 3 and 12, and it says, put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, that's plural, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If you don't forgive your brother and your sister, the silent cries will go out. Your heavenly Father is not going to forgive you either. I've heard it said that some have been near their closing of their chapter, closing of their life, I'll say it plain. And I heard it said, I just can't forgive them. I just can't forgive. That is a sad situation. I don't want you to come down to the close and you're standing there, maybe pressing your dying pillow almost and saying, I just cannot forgive. But you know, God has grace for each one of us. The deepest wounds, the disappointments in life, everything, God is able to help us to forgive. We need to work on it. You say, I forgive freely and easily. That's good. Make sure it's the brand of forgiveness that God is calling upon you to give. Not the superficial one, but that deep forgiveness where if they did it again, how about that? I remember when you did it before. No, you need the Lord to help you to forgive to the level where God would be pleased with your forgiveness. May the Lord help us today. All right. I think that's sufficient there. Okay. If we lack wisdom, what are we supposed to do? Just give up in despair? No, we're not. James 1, 5 through 7 says, if any of you lack wisdom, that's applied knowledge, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally. He's not stingy. Give it to you liberally as much as you need and upbraid not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We want to be stable. We're talking about secret wounds. Silent cries that go on behind the scene. Seem like you might think there's no hope for me, but there is hope for you. I want to point you to God. Some people have gotten into a hopeless state and they don't know what's going to happen. I talked to one lady and she listened. I have nothing against the news as such. She was an older woman and she listened to the news so much that it was affecting her, and she was telling me about it where I worked, and I said, you know, I think maybe you shouldn't listen to the news so much. Maybe you should do something else with your time. because it was really affecting her negatively. So, Lord, help us today. I'm not condemning you listening to the news and knowing what's going on. I'm just telling you something that happened that I'm sharing with you that might be a blessing. If you find that it's really upsetting you, upsetting your peace, then you don't want to go that route. May the Lord help us today. All right. Here we are. We have two more scriptures, Lord willing, in Isaiah 55. It gives us something to do. If we recognize that we have some secret wounds and some silent cries, tears, may the Lord help us to know that there's help for us, and we know that it is. All right, Isaiah 55, and we're going to read here with 6 and 7. Seek ye the Lord. Let's take some action. While he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And it goes on to say, for the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Thank the Lord. God is so good. The final scripture, we're coming to the conclusion, and I want to share this with you. I believe under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we want to turn to Matthew's 11 and 28. And I notice that you have it over here, part of it, but we're going to read it in your hearing. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thank the Lord. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. The subject again, secret wounds and silent cries. We can be divinely healed of secret wounds and silent cries. Will you consider coming to the Lord and laying it out before him? Give him the broken pieces, those that you cannot bring. Just say, Lord, just as I am. We have a song about that. Lord, you know what I need. You know I've been laboring with this for many days and maybe many years. And Lord, I surrender it to you because I need that peace that passeth understanding. I need that peace in my soul that if my day of appointment comes and you call me from this time world to eternity, I will be ready. So remember the subject again, secret wounds and silent cries. Amen. Thank you for your time and your attention.